Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the first, I would say, this is the first Red October Phillies Today podcast episode, at least for me, here on Thursday, October 2nd. And of course, we have it set. It's Phils, it's Dodgers. It's Phils and Dodgers. First time since 2009, last time we saw this team. Jimmy Rollins was walking it off. One of the last times we saw this this team in the postseason, Jimmy Rollins was walking it off. I was a freshman in high school. And all these years later, boy, man, it's crazy that that was not that. It was that long ago now. It was 17 years ago? 16 years ago. That's crazy. 16 years ago. But regardless, Phils Dodgers, which I think around Major League Baseball, all fans would say, in the NLDS, not even in the World Series, in the NLDS, this is probably going to be, you know, pound for pound, the best matchup of October. No matter what happens, this is probably the best matchup in the postseason for 2025, which really says something and speaks to both of these teams, where Phils in the regular season won 96 games, Dodgers in a tough NL West won 93 games. And so, yeah, both of these teams coming into this series, this is going to be a really, I think no matter what, man, I'm going to give you my prediction for this series. No matter what, I think this is not going to be a sweep. This is not even going four games. I think it is going the distance. We're going to come back to Citizens Bank Park. So stay tuned for who I think is going to win this series. Now, yes, I have been known to pick against. Yes, I'm a diehard Philadelphia sports fan, but I try to be objective as possible when it comes to making predictions. My mom gets mad at me for a lot of times when I'll pick against the Eagles just because I think they have a tough matchup on their hands or whomever it might be. But stay tuned. I will tell you who I think is going to win this series. Basically today, it is mostly a preview of this series. We'll do a little bit of around Major League Baseball to end it, and we'll talk about the other series that are happening right now, because it's every other wild card series. We do not have a firm set other NLDS matchup, a firm set two other ALDS matchups. Detroit and Cleveland, Game 3 is happening right now as we speak. San Diego and Chicago later today, Boston, New York, but we'll get into more of that later. But mostly today, like I said, it's Phillies and the Dodgers. So, tail of the tape. We're going to get into X factors, biggest strengths, weaknesses for both teams, keys to the series win if the Phillies want to win this series against the Dodgers. So, Dodgers coming into this best of five with the Phillies with a 93-69 record. First in the NL West. So close to getting a bye, but no cigar, as the Phils had more wins than them. Also, just coming off of beating the Cincinnati Reds in the National League Wild Card Series. Reds, hey, people, everyone was like, look, the Reds are going to be an easier matchup for the Phils, of course. Like, you would think so. I mean, with all the Diamondbacks for an easy matchup in 2023, that was not the case. We thought the Reds would be a better matchup, or at least an easier matchup. Maybe things were trending towards maybe this getting to a game three early last night, at least. The Reds scored a couple of runs early thanks to Teoscar Hernandez's error. And Reds got out to an early lead, but the Dodgers would come back and wrap this wild card series up, scoring runs in the third, fourth, and sixth inning, and seventh, behind a big game from Mookie Betts. And big game from Mookie, and the offense of the Dodgers ended up coming up big when they needed them, or when they needed them to come up big, and they did just that, winning 8-4 in game number two. And game number one, they won 10-5 over Cincinnati behind really stellar performance by Blake Snell and a really stellar performance by both Shohei Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez, both going yard in that game, as well as Tommy Edmund. So Dodgers offense, big coming up big time in games one and two of the wild card series against the Reds, scoring 18 runs altogether. You got really good performances, like I said, by Yoshinobu Yamamoto in game two, Blake Snell in game one, and Dodgers looking for their rotation to really probably carry them this postseason because their bullpen has been shaky. And let's get to biggest strengths and weaknesses, players to watch, and X factor for each of these teams. Biggest strength for the Dodgers, I think, is clearly their offense. I lied. It's not clearly their offense. It is their offense. But I was thinking about it for a while, and I was thinking, like, maybe, man, their rotation's really, really good too. Yamamoto, Snell, Ohtani, Glasnow. Very, very good rotation. But their offense, I still edge out the offense. Even depending on the status of Will Smith. Will Smith was on the wild card roster for the Dodgers. And he can be a key piece of the Dodgers offense. But even without him, they're still a really good offense. You still got Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Teoscar, Kike Hernandez, who isn't like, you know, the flash, not necessarily like, you know, a marquee name as far as like Ohtani, Betts, Freeman goes, any of those guys. But Kike Hernandez has some incredible postseason numbers throughout all of his years of playing with the Dodgers, the Red Sox, and putting up, good postseason numbers in the past. And plus, he got Muncy and Andy Páez, who has had a good breakout year for the Dodgers, and someone that kind of gets lost in their lineup because of all the big names when you look at Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Muncy, and whomever else. And plus Tommy Edmund, who was NLCS MVP, was a big part of the Dodgers winning a World Series last year. I still edge out their offense just a little bit. Their rotation's really good too, but I just edge out their offense. Clearly their biggest weakness is their bullpen. Now, when they signed somebody like Tanner Scott, I don't think they expected Tanner Scott, when they signed him to a four-year, $72 million contract, I don't think they expected him to have a 4.74 ERA in 57 innings this year. Now, and this is collectively the entire Dodgers bullpen. This is collectively their entire bullpen from Trinan to Vezia to Tanner Scott to Jack Dreyer to all these guys. Like, the Dodgers bullpen has not been good. It has been their biggest weakness this year, and that is something that we're all watching as Phillies fans, is their bullpen. It's not good. And even here against the Reds, I mean, that game one got a little dicey at the end. Didn't get too dicey, but got a little dicey because their bullpen couldn't hold a lead behind Blake Snell. Or, I mean, they held the lead, but Blake Snell did a great job, and their bullpen kind of made it close a little bit at the end. So their bullpen's their biggest weakness. Player to watch, Now, I wasn't going to pick out one guy from their bullpen because there wasn't really one guy to pick out. Like, they're collectively as a bullpen, they need to pitch well, just like any other team in the postseason. And it's a bit of, I guess, low-hanging fruit in a sense, but I think it's clearly Shohei Ohtani is the player to watch if you're a Phillies fan, just considering the fact that of what he can do on the mound and at the plate. He's going to be starting game one, by the way. He's going to be starting game one against Christopher Sanchez, by the way, and I'll tell you the days that the Phillies are supposed to be playing in this NLDS. Game one is going to be either at 6 or 6:30, I believe, on TBS. So make sure you're in front of your TV at least by 6 o'clock to be ready to watch game one. But Ohtani is going to be starting in game one. We know what he can do at the plate. In game one against the Reds, has the leadoff home run, hits two home runs in the game. I think the second one was like 454 out of the ballpark. Shohei Ohtani is my player to watch for the Dodgers. Low-hanging fruit a little bit, but at the same time, just considering that he's going to be pitching in this series as well, I think it's the easy player to watch. Mookie could be another one, too. Mookie Betts, I mean, he'd probably be my one behind Ohtani just because of what he has done at the plate recently. No, he has not had like a huge, huge Mookie Betts season like he's had in the past, but recently Mookie Betts has been hot. I had a big game last night. X factor, an obvious one for the Dodgers. Can their bullpen perform? It's not even asking if you're Dave Roberts, you're not even asking their bullpen to pitch perfect shutout, innings of baseball. Like he's not asking them that. He's just asking them, can they do a solid enough job behind Ohtani, behind Snell, behind Yamamoto, behind Glass, now whomever it is on the mound, can they do like at least a solid enough job to behind their starters to win them games? So that, I mean, it's the X factor is their bullpen, absolutely, for the Dodgers. So the X factor, can their bullpen perform well enough to win in this series? At the Phillies side, biggest strength. Now, I don't know if you would have thought this. And I wouldn't have thought this, maybe. Heading into the postseason at this time in 2025. But if Zach Wheeler was here, and unfortunately he isn't, but, prayers up to Zach Wheeler, speedy recovery, I would have said it's the rotation. But I do think, heading into the postseason, I actually don't think the bullpen's getting enough love. The bullpen is maybe a little underrated, just looking at the five guys they have at the back end. But it is their offense. Biggest strength is their offense. Now, this is up to,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You could also say it could be their biggest weakness if they don't perform in the postseason. But I'm looking at this offense, the way they performed over the last month and a half, guys getting going, like whether it's Stott, especially Boehm at the last couple of weeks since he's come back from injury. Harrison Bader has just been great since he was traded here. Has cooled off a little bit lately, but I mean, we expected that. Harrison Bader wasn't going to be Babe Ruth forever. But I think when looking at this offense, top to bottom, I still think, you know, with the loss of Zach Wheeler in that rotation, and I don't think the bullpen is like a top five bullpen in baseball or anything like that. They aren't. I think it's the offense. Offense is their biggest strength, biggest weakness, and I don't think there's like the bullpen isn't like a weakness, but if I had to pick the biggest weakness for the Phillies, it is their bullpen. It is their bullpen. Look, Matt Strom didn't pitch well in the postseason last year. Neither did Jeff Hoffman. Jeff Hoffman's not here now. Strom didn't, you know, there were some questions after maybe what happened last year in the postseason, but he's gotten better this year. Orion Kerkering, can you trust Kerkering? I'm going to be honest, I think a lot of the fan base, and even including me as well, isn't like super trustworthy of Orion Kerkering heading into the postseason. Tanner Banks has been underrated. But I think when we're looking at the rotation and the offense compared to the bullpen, I would pick the bullpen to be the biggest weakness. I just don't think I still would take the rotation, even with Aaron Nola having the season he's had. I think heading into the postseason, I think your 1-4, what it's probably going to be Sanchez, Lizardo, or Sanchez, Ranger, Lizardo, and Nola, those are your four, I would take them a little over the bullpen. But look, I think the bullpen's a little underrated heading into this series, but we'll see. Hopefully they can keep things together here against the Dodgers. Also, so that's the biggest weakness. Player to watch. Alec Boehm. Alec Boehm is my player to watch. I think there's a number of guys that you can pinpoint between the rotation and the offense of guys that you're watching. I mean, considering how many guys did not come through on the offense last year, especially, there's a lot of guys that you can pinpoint. You know, Trey Turner's coming back. Can Bryce be Bryce and be Bryce what he's been in the postseason in the past, specifically 22 and 23. And that would be big for the offense. But I'm going to go with somebody who I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, who's been hot as of late. Alec Boehm. Alec Boehm is my player to watch. Boehm, since he's come back from injury, I believe he's hitting. I had the numbers in front of me a second ago. I don't know where they went, but I know his last seven games, 4.64 average, 4.84 on base. He's slugging 6.43 in his last seven. I mean, since he's gotten back, I know he's hit over 400. If Boehm, in the middle of that lineup, Topper mentioned there's going to be a right-handed bat behind on the WIP Morning Show. He mentioned that there's going to be a right-handed bat behind Bryce Harper in the middle of the lineup. Probably going to be Alec Boehm. Alec Boehm was benched last year in the playoffs. If Boehm can continue to stay hot coming off of how he finished the regular season, I know it's been a stretch now with the bye. If Boehm can stay hot, I think it's big for the offense. It's big for him. Boehm hasn't had a great year. Let's be honest. He's had a very mediocre year. But we're not asking for Boehm to have, we're just asking Boehm to have a good 3 weeks. If Boehm can continue to carry this momentum into the postseason, he's big for the middle of that lineup. Right behind Harper and Schwarber. Doesn't make the jobs of Blake Snell, Shohei Ohtani, Blake Trinan, any of those guys. Doesn't make their job any easier to have Alec Boehm in the middle of that lineup hitting well. So Alec Boehm is my player to watch. X Factor, it's an obvious one. I've had a couple of obvious things to talk about here in this preview. X Factor, offense staying hot / hitting to their capabilities. We're not asking them to score 12 runs a game. Not asking them to do that. but you are asking the offense to perform up to their capabilities. And look, if they want to get hot, by all means, please do that. And we know what they did in 22 and parts of 23. If you get hot, that it's huge. But it's them getting hot, but also play, you know, hitting up to their capabilities of them as an offense. We saw it against Seattle in August. We've seen it in, you know, for a good amount of September. Can the offense do this? Can the offense? It's about their offense. We know that. Against the Mets, it was about the offense. Against Arizona, it was about the offense at the end, not coming through when they needed them to. That's the X factor. So that's my X factor, offense staying hot, but also, you know, just hitting up to their capabilities, or offense getting hot, excuse me. Keys to a series win. I'll give you my prediction in just a minute. Keys to a series win. Number one, you get to those Dodgers starters early, get into their bullpen. Raise up those pitch counts. I know I'm going to sound like Gabe Kapler, but raise up those pitch counts. Get to their starters early. Get to their starters early. And even if you don't score 7 runs off Ohtani in the first 3 innings or anything like that, get that pitch count going. Make them get into that leaky bullpen. That is what you do. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, bats stay hot. Perform somewhere around their capabilities, which is, again, what I talked about with the X factor, but the X factor goes into a key for them to win this series. That bats got to come through. Bats got to come through and perform up to what that we know that they can be. Because also, look, the Dodgers offense is really good too. Like, that's another thing I haven't mentioned here. I mean, I have mentioned it here, but just to go along with the Phillies offense, the Dodgers offense is really good too. One of the best in baseball. One of the best in baseball. So that the Phillies offense, yeah, they got to perform around their capabilities, just how the Dodgers, we know they can perform out around their capabilities, which is what they did against the Reds. Number three, and I was trying to pinpoint which aspect of pitching to talk about here, but I'm just going to go overall. Rotation, bullpen, limit a high-powered Dodgers offense. And I'm not talking about they need to only give up none or one run a game. It's going to be hard to do that game in and game out. It's not a lot of holes in that Dodgers offense. But if they can just limit them and give this Phillies team a chance to win. And so those are my three keys. Get the starters early and get into their bullpen. Bats stay hot, perform somewhere around their capabilities. Pitching limits a high-powered Dodgers offense. And those are my three. And here's my prediction. I'm not going to lie. I initially was saying Dodgers in 5. I'm going with the Phillies in 5 games. Phillies win this series in 5 games. Does this mean they're going to go win the World Series now? They get past the Dodgers? Not necessarily. We know they've beaten themselves the last couple of years. But as far as the series goes, I'm picking the Phillies to win in 5 games. And I'm giving the advantage, and thank God the Phillies got that bye, because I think it's going to be their advantage this year in the NLDS. It just feels a little different this year. I don't know what it is, because the offense may be clicking maybe at the right time when they need to, and that is important. CBP, them at home for a 5th game, I think is going to be important. I think this is how it's going to go. I think Phillies are going to actually win game one. I think they win game one. I think they're going to lose game two. I think they're going to win game three at LA. They lose game four. They're going to come back for game five, and they're going to win. That's how it's going to be. Chris Sanchez is going to come back for and pitch in game five, and that is how it's going to be. They're going to win in 5 games. Phils in five. So I'm going Phils in five. I feel like most of the fan base is going to agree with me. It's going to be a tough look. I'm not going to lie. You know how I've gone back and forth with the Dodgers in 5, now to the Phils in 5. Phils in 5 is my pick. This is my prediction going into the series. I'm not changing my pick. This is my pick. It's going to be a hard series. I can literally see this series going either way. But again, how I view this is they get it in five because of that home field advantage. And thank goodness for CBP. And I cannot wait for October baseball. Red October baseball. I cannot wait. I was going to play the sound, but I don't have enough time now. But Kyle Schwarber went on the Pat McAfee show and talked about how much he loves playing, you know, in Philadelphia in a playoff game and at CBP, and how he compared it to when they all went to see, I think, the home opener in 22 for the Eagles. And Schwarber talked about that and how they talked about it was like an animal house there. I think those are the exact words. And I'm just so fired up. I don't know if you can hear me hitting the table. I'm so fired up. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Saturday, either 6 or 6:30. I can't wait. Man, Red October is the best. Being able to go to the Marlins game one a couple of years ago, being able to go to even NLDS game two. I was lucky enough to be the only winner of that series for the Phils. And to be at those games, it's just different. It's just different. It's amazing. It's one of the best things in the world, just being at Citizens Bank Park for a Phillies home playoff game. It's really, truly special. I was going to get to around MLB. I don't think we, honestly, I mean, you probably already know what's going on. Detroit and Cleveland right now, it's nothing in the third inning. San Diego and Chicago, they're playing at 5:08 today. The Red Sox and Yankees will have game three. So we will find out our other DS matchups throughout the day. But that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I can't wait. Phillies in five against the Dodgers. NLDS game one is Saturday. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday, hopefully after the Phils have a 1-0 lead. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.